Hi there. The word for you today is on the power of prayer. Paul writes 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Well, I think it means pray every day, not just periodically, or when you're in trouble. James 5:16, the apostle writes, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. That word fervent means passionate, persistent, and determined. It's not the arithmetic of our prayers, how many they are, nor the rhetoric of our prayers, how eloquent they may be, or the geometry of our prayers, how long they may be, or the music of our prayers, how sweet our voice may be, nor the logic of our prayers, how argumentative they may be, nor the method of our prayers, how orderly they may be, or even the theology of our prayers, how good the doctrine is that God responds to. Fervency. Keep that word in mind. Fervency of spirit is what the Bible says, quote, avails much. Look, the most powerful thing you can do is pray. And when you join with a prayer partner, your potential is awesome. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 19. If two of you agree on earth, listen to this, concerning anything that you ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. It works like this. The less you pray, the less you want to pray. And the more you pray, the more you want to pray. Nothing will motivate you to pray like answered prayer. But you can't start with the answer. You've got to start with the prayer. Here's a fact of life. We only keep doing what rewards us. So the key to building a great prayer life is to pray until you get answers. Think how deeply rooted doubt can become in our hearts when we're actually surprised to find our prayers getting answered. So, pray in faith today and expect God to answer, for He's promised He will, and He always keeps His word.